President William Lai has held a joint briefing with officials and police, vowing to conduct a thorough investigation into what unfolded last evening. At least three people are dead and 11 others injured after being attacked by a man identified as 27-year-old Chung Won. His motive is still unknown. Authorities say that he fell to his death after jumping off a building in an attempt to evade arrest. And for more on that briefing, we are joined by CNA's Victoria Jen, who's live at the National Police Agency in Taipei. It's good to see you, Victoria. Can you run us through what we now know about the suspect and about his motive for this attack?
Yes. Police say the suspect was a 27-year-old man with criminal record and outstanding warrants at the time of the attack. Now, at the joint press conference, investigators confirmed the attack was premeditated. Data taken from the suspect's electronic devices shows that he had planned it in advance. And police say the smoke bombs he used can be legally purchased online. Now, surveillance footage going back to December 17th shows the suspect acting alone. So authorities say that they have found no evidence of any accomplices. And at this stage, they believe this was a long actor attack. Now, police also shared more about his background. He was previously discharged from the military after a drunk driving case, had been unemployed for about a year, and had not been in contact with his family for 2 to 3 years. Now, investigators have since spoken with his parents in Taoyuan. Searches at his home uncovered petrol bombs and dozens of other devices, further reinforcing the assessment that this was planned. And as for motive, police say it's still unclear at this point. Investigators say that they are continuing to look into his background and mental state to fully understand what drove him to carry out the attack. And in the meantime, authorities will tighten securities in major public transport and venues across the island. Yasmin?
Victoria, thank you so much for the very latest there, reporting live for us from Taipei.